build a fence with spare wood and lumber, like, in around our complex. So I'm trying to build a fence separating our neighbors just high enough for a chihuahua, like a little 2-foot-tall chihuahua, to have trouble jumping over. So I put up about maybe 3 2x4s up together, just and the fucking dog can get over it. So now I gotta find more lumber just high enough.
I love that you're making such a crude fence. I could just imagine your neighbors being like, oh no, it's out putting trash on the lawn again. the neighbor's creating a barrier around himself.
I look crazy. It looks so ridiculous.
You just on Alpha Brain, just chucking wood at the ground.
This Alpha Brain is kicking my ass right now too, man. It's already peaked. It's already peaked. I thought maybe we should start off slow, but holy
shit.
We're on fire. This is insane.
We're killing it. We're here talking about Megabyte Ronnie and Brian Cage match on AEW Dark. You know what? We just watched it and we're going to try to make it, I don't know, better? No, that's not right. Cut that out. We're trying to make have fun. I don't know what really even the purpose of this show is, Moet.
I'm going into it offering suggestions. In this particular case, just ideas of what I think could improve it. As helpful criticism.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair, Moet. Well, let's get started. We have Megabyte Ronnie come out first, and he comes out with this beautiful graphic, by the way. It looks like it's like a logo made for a beef jerky company with this big Ronnie underneath these big teeth marks. What do you think of Megabyte Ronnie's look? What do you think of his aesthetic, Moet?
It's certainly unique. He's got what kind of mustache does he have? Connect the mustache into his chops? Is it one of those?
He's got so much scruff that it looks like that a little bit. You know, he's got a lot of blonde scruff going on, and this big bushy mustache. He reminds me of Paul Rudd in Anchorman.
Okay.
But he's like been through Vietnam. Like he's just returned. He looks like, if someone was going to go for a real Vietnam vet gimmick, this is the guy. He looks like Silas Young.
I imagine somebody that can eat 50 hot dogs in a couple minutes ends up resembling someone that went through Vietnam.
Yeah. Oh,
just
sure.
Chiseled, sure. Just like meat grindy skin texture.
Veins in his jaws. Just gross.
Real rough. But I thank him for his service because I need that. I need that in my life.
For service.
Someone needs to do it.
He is a vet, so I shouldn't make too many Vietnam jokes.
Oh, shit. You're right. I was talking about his hot dog eating habits. I'm very proud of him for eating hot dogs.
We show so much reverence towards eating competitors. Now we go on, and then Brian Cage comes out. Taz and Ricky Starks are going nuts over him. Ricky Starks says this one thing that I thought was very funny. He says, "What an absolute unit."
Yeah, I like that a lot. Yeah, yeah.
That's there was a lot of weird sexual innuendo coming from Taz and Ricky Starks in this. Not purposefully, but like Taz almost always says something that's slightly sexual. He's just like, when they're talking about all the things that Megabyte Ronnie's eating, like he eats this and this amount of time, this and this amount of time. And he's just like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Now that's going to be a snack for this man coming out right here.
Yeah, you know, snack's not the best term to use.
Snack,
in this.
Yeah, he's very sexual, very sexual. Did you notice the homoeroticism going on with Megabyte Ronnie, Brian Cage, and Taz and Ricky Stark's commentary?
I did, and I think that's like a thing in wrestling I find charming, especially in this very hyper masculine environment. People can still be like, check out the legs on that guy. Oh, he needs to be in tiny underwear. No pants for him. We gotta see those legs, baby. I think that's always so funny.
They need more of that. And I was really excited when Joey Ryan was having people touch his penis, but then it became too much. Now we have to cancel Joey Ryan, right? He's canceled?
Oh, extremely canceled.
He's
canceled. Very, yeah. Very bad. Yeah.
Very canceled guy. But man, do I wish that gimmick was around. Megabyte Ronnie could do a real cool Joey Ryan eater gimmick. They always look like each other, right?
Wait, what are you talking about? What does he have to do with Joey Ryan?
They look kind of like each other, and I could imagine him kind of doing the baby oil and lollipop deal. That's about it.
Oh, okay, because he's famous for people grabbing his dick, so I didn't know how to do the dick thing.
Oh, no,
with,
I wasn't.
Combining it with hot dogs, I didn't really know how that was. It was starting to scare me.
Actually, there's something to that. We'll get to it in a bit. Then Taz calls Brian Cage a Hummer.
Okay. All right. I like
I wrote that down because that was about homoeroticism. And now they have the match. Brian Cage beats the shit out of Megabyte Ronnie for quite a bit of time. Megabyte Ronnie, he's not been wrestling long, has he?
I have no idea about his history, other than his eating. Other than that he was on Hot Ones. That's all I know.
Oh, that's right. He was on Hot Ones. Well, he beat the shit out of him for quite a while until Megabyte Ronnie gets a spine buster in, and then he goes for his trusty fanny pack, which has a hot dog inside. Now, Moet, you and I talked a little bit about this, and you suggested that this be treated as something of a Popeye gimmick, that gives him strength, correct?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So, are we down to, are we on critiquing now, or
yeah,
what do you think?
Critique.
Okay, because my two main issues with this concept go down with the hot dog, of course. And how the hot dog is used. I'm all about just making sure that hot dog is used as best as possible. And I don't think it was. And then the other critique is the way Taz was talking about it. I think Taz could have done a much better job about it. So for one, with the hot dog, like you mentioned, like, build up the competitive eating aspect of it. You know, like on BTE, they so obviously he's a competitive eater. And on BTE, he ate two cakes for this stupid skit, so he's clearly down to eat. DTE. But, that's stupid. Sorry.
No, that's not stupid. We're trying to give Megabyte Ronnie some gimmicks here. We're helping him. DTE is a...
That's actually really good.
T-shirt. Yeah, that's a fucking t-shirt. DTE.
I'll fucking do anything. I'm DTE! That's actually pretty good.
On his Tinder profile, it says DTE.
Yeah, that works too. Yeah.
It works!
So, like, you could go two ways with the eating. I'd say with the competitive eating idea, you could either do it like George the Animal Steel eating turnbuckles, where you just, like, maybe he's just eating constantly. Like, maybe it's like he's like power-ups. So I think that hot dog should be a power-up in some form. So maybe, like, he comes out to the ring, and there's just a table of 48 hot dogs. And as his opponent's making his entrance, he's just competitive eating style, eating hot dogs. And he's just getting stronger and stronger, and the commentary's building up this strength of his. And then he just goes, like, ape shit. I think that's one concept. But the one...
I like that concept a lot. I think that eating should both be his power and his weakness. Almost like the Hulk with his anger. Like, it's almost like... He's going to get some damage done when he starts eating, but will he be able to stop?
That's another
in order
one.
To focus on the match.
You wouldn't like me when I'm hungry. Oh, wait, that's actually a line from the Avengers. Yeah, darn it. That's a line from from the Incredible Hulk.
Is it?
Yeah, it's actually really funny.
Like, when I'm hungry?
He's in, I don't remember where, in a Spanish-speaking country. I'm not sure exactly where, but he's speaking. He's like, these authorities are at him. He's like, no, and they're trying to attack him. Yeah, the Edward Norton version.
From the Edward Norton one,
yeah. And he's
like, I think they were in...
And he tries to say angry, but where is he?
I want to say Argentina, but okay. I have no.
Yeah, he's like, he tries to say you wouldn't like me when I'm angry, but he can't remember the word angry, and he accidentally says hungry, and it's funny.
Actually, but in all honesty, I'm sure he, similar effects. I have a question. Does the Hulk turn, David Banner turn into the Hulk when he's hungry? Because that is a sense of frustration. Like, what are the parameters? We should have a separate podcast where we talk about the Hulk's plot holes.
That's interesting. Yep. So the other idea is the Popeye gimmick, where, like, you treat it like Popeye eats spinach, where, like, you fight, you're pretty good. You could probably beat up, you know, like, lower card wrestlers, jobbers, without the need of the hot dog. But that hot dog is sacred to you. Mm-hmm. When you get that hot dog, you grow three times your size. You know, you gain the energy of, like, Robin Williams. Like, you can just go crazy. And that's Robin Williams. Well, because he was Popeye.
No, because he did Popeye. I love that. The energy of Robin Williams. I love that. That's good.
And then it's a big moment. Like, the hot dog comes out and the opponent's trying to stop him from eating the hot dog. He's grabbing it. It's a fight, you know.
I think that's the best way about going about it. He comes out to the ring because he's a competitor first. He's like in this arena, he's a wrestler first. He comes out and while he's an average wrestler, like he's like an average guy, but he gets beaten up. And once he gets like some sort of comeback going where he knocks the other guy down. I don't want him to have a fanny pack with a hot dog in it. Because in my brain, the logic, if the hot dog's going to power you up, why not take it in the beginning? Why not eat that pack? He should crawl to the crowd and look for a hot dog, like asking for a hot dog. Like he crawls outside the ring and just finds one, and then he starts eating it. And then he hulks up, becomes super powerful, and he wins matches. He shouldn't bring it to him.
That's so good. Yeah, they were doing that with Hagman Page when there were audiences around where he would give me a beer, give me a hot dog. Who's got a hot dog? And he just starts like destroying.
He just grabs the mic. He's like, "Is there a hot dog in the building?"
And then like the more hot dogs he eats in the audience, the more he turns into like the ultimate warrior, where he just like like chugging Red Bulls or something. That would be great.
And they poorly booked this match because, in all honesty, they want to get Megabyte Ronnie over as a monster babyface. Obviously, they want to make this the big gimmick that's going to carry AEW into the promised land. And they have him hulk up with this hot dog. He doesn't finish the hot dog. A competitive eater does not finish the hot dog. And not only that, he uses it for an elbow drop, an eater's elbow drop. And I'm sorry, if I'm a competitive eater watching this, I'd be so furious that he wasted that hot dog spot. Even I, as a competitive eater, has nothing to do with wrestling, knows nothing about wrestling. They're like, he didn't even finish the hot dog.
Yeah, if anything, eat the hot dog before. Take your time with it. Really sell the power of the dog. And then do the elbow drop.
Why even bring the hot dog into it if you're not going to win? Like, that's the thing it should have done. If they want Brian Cage to still go over, I guess, have him eat the hot dog and get distracted by eating the hot dog. Like a weakness. It's sometimes a power up, but sometimes a weakness. Where now he's like eating the hot dog, and now he's in the zone where he's just eating. He fell into eater mode. He fell out of wrestler mode and went into eater mode. And now he can't stop eating hot dogs. And then Brian Cage rolls him up for a quick pin.
Where do the other hot dogs come from, do you think? Is it from the fans?
I'd imagine there's a steady stream of fans coming over with their hot dogs that they bought for $6.
Oh, okay. So you're saying eat one hot dog. You got to eat 52
he'll
more.
Weakly crawl over to the banister, right? He weakly crawls over to the barricade. And someone gives him a hot dog with his sad little grip, because he's got no strength left. And he starts eating the hot dog, and he's getting jazzed up. But one of two things can happen in this scenario. Either he gets jazzed up and remembers, oh, I have to finish this match, and then he can get back to eating. So he runs back in the ring, beats the shit, rips Brian Cage's head right off, and then goes back to eating. Or he gets lost in the eater's mind, and he just, like, he's eating the hot dog, and then he grabs someone's drink and chugs it, and then he grabs this kid's cupcake, and he's shoving down his face, and he's totally distracted, while Brian Cage takes a chunk out of his face.
And then
wins the match. Because we want Megabyte Ronnie to get over, right? Obviously, otherwise, why would they even show this hot dog gimmick?
Of course.
They wouldn't show it unless they wanted him to get over. Then why not? We have to have a talk. We could reach out to Megabyte Ronnie, maybe. And maybe give him some of these suggestions constructive manner.
Very polite. Very,
very polite.
Well-natured. The other thing is, I think I feel like there was a missed opportunity to not put over the hot dog in by the commentary. I think Taz is a New Yorker, a veteran New Yorker. I think he could have been great, you know, like, instead of, you know, just throwing away the whole eating gimmick completely, like, you know, brings out the hot dog. He's afraid of the hot dog. He's like,
yeah.
Oh my God, I know that hot dog. I've seen a hot dog like that before. I'm from New York. That's a Coney Island hot dog. Those are they're already homoerotic. The juiciest, beefiest hot dogs I've ever seen. You don't mess with a man with a Coney Island hot dog, you know.
And then he's worried for Brian Cage. Yeah. He's just like, oh my God, put it down. Put it down, Megabyte Ronnie. He's got a family. Brian Cage has got a family. Yeah. I feel like that was a very missed opportunity. I think they could have really talked up that hot dog. But I think it's because it's never been used before in wrestling, where they're learning. They're learning how to incorporate food in wrestling.
It's a new art form. It's a combining eating and wrestling. I've honestly never seen it before. You're right.
This is pretty big.
The eating and wrestling.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've genuinely never seen a hot dog eating contest, a wrestling gimmick before.
That's pretty good.
Cause I used to be obsessed with the Coney Island hot dog eating contest. I don't know if you do that.
You're the shape for one of those competitive eaters.
A chubby Indian boy? What are you talking about?
Who's ever... The best eaters are skinny guys. Yeah. Skinny guys that are just like dunking. You seem like you'd have the mechanics.
I got flexible wrists. I can kind of...
Yeah, you're just... Get I can there imagine and... you being...
Thank you, Red. Thank you.
No, I think you've got what it takes, kid.
Yeah.
I feel like they, like everyone thinks the stereotypical eater is this big, chubby guy. But no, it's these people with these flexible ass stomachs.
Yeah. I watched during the Kobayashi era, and then Joey Chestnut has become the new dominant champion, and Kobayashi retired. So I'm.
What happened to American Eater X?
Is that just the guy with the luchador mask?
He had face paint.
Oh, the face paint? I don't know. He never really, like, he was never the top. It was always, like, a bunch of people, and then it was Kobayashi and Joey Chestnut just destroying the competition. I think he actually lost Chestnut recently. I gave up watching it, like I said, so I'm not sure where they're at now. But it used to be my July 4th tradition. I was very excited all year round to watch grown men eat hot dogs.
Man, what a treat. We should do an eating cut. We should do one for the show. Once we become big and we have live event shows, we should have an end of each live show with a hot dog eating contest with the fans.
Did you know how he did the saga where he got thrown in jail for Kobayashi?
For what?
So he wasn't allowed to eat at the competition for multiple years because eating leagues, I'm pretty sure. Like, he was not, he didn't like the league that the Coney Island contest was in. And so one year he decided to show, like, even though he couldn't be on stage with them and eat with them, he decided to prove that he was still champion. And so he went on a roof in Brooklyn, just a couple of blocks away. And they had a big TV and they timed it and he ate. At the same time, he competed still by himself on a roof in Brooklyn. And he still won. They didn't count it because, of course, but he
How
still...
long? How long was the video? How long was the... Did he take?
Oh, how much did he eat, do you mean? Or...
No, like time frame. Like, if you were to watch, like, how long did it take to eat a bunch of things?
Oh, I think they do... I can't remember off the top of my head. It's like 5 minutes or something of eating, I think.
Oh, that's it?
5 or 10 minutes, probably. Yeah, yeah. And so it's like 50 hot dogs or 60 hot dogs or something like that. So, yeah. But then the next year he wasn't allowed again. And so he showed up and he tried to, like, charge the stage with a sign that said, "Let me eat." And he's like, and then the authorities arrested him. And the only thing he said to the press was, he was like, "I've been inside for 2 hours. All I wanted to do is eat hot dogs. I'm so hungry. Let me out, please."
Oh my God. And that's such a beautiful way to mirror Megabyte Ronnie. Like, later on, once he's in his run and they've shown his dominance, when he eats, he's able to destroy opponents. They ban eating in wrestling. And now he's going on a protest, just like, "Let me eat." And then there's this big groundswell, almost like the Yes Movement or Bernie Sanders. And then, like, you get people just being, "Let him eat, let him eat." That would
wow.
be such.
That's brilliant. That's, you know, AEW loves long-term storytelling. I'm sorry.
This
could be a long-term thing where they ban the hot dog, like you said, and it's a year-long fight to get the hot dog back. So that moment when he has a hot dog in his hand, oh my gosh.
And what's great about this is he's only been on AEW Dark so far. He had one match, and when he goes on to the main roster, which I'm sure he will, because this, once they figure out the nuance of this eater gimmick, he's going to be red hot. He's going to be red freaking hot. But just like Will Hobbs was on for a few months before we saw him. And now people don't remember him losing to Darby Allin. You know, they don't realize that. He feels like a fresh character. Once they get the nuance down on Dark, they bring him on the main roster, build this big-ass gimmick up. But let's get to the end of this match here. Fucking Brian Cage kicks him right in the fucking head. he gives him a powerbomb, rolls him over, and gives him this nasty-ass kick to the head, then picks him up for the Falcon Arrow, and when they're doing the pinfall, Taz does this weird laugh, like, it's so dumb. We need to isolate that clip. But then they show a picture of the one bite hot dog. They show it on the ground. This hot dog that's had one bite in it. And of course he's not going to win the match if he's only had one frickin' bite.
Yeah.
I don't know, Moet.
Maybe that's like the cliffhanger of like what could have been if he had finished the hot dog. It was really just poor technique on him, on his side. Poor technique to eat it as he's doing the elbow drop.
Moet, if I'm in Being the Elite, if I'm a producer for Being the Elite, let's say I'm a buck. Let's say I'm one of the bucks. Let's say I'm a Matt Buck. Let's say that.
No, you're Red Buck.
I'm Red Buck. I'm the forgotten buck. Imagine, Moet, imagine I'm Red Buck. I take that hot dog. As soon as they're out of the ring, I take that hot dog. And you see this dramatic footage of this hot dog half eaten, just laying in the ring. Next being the Elite, we see the hot dog in the back next to a cup of coffee. Just like drinking, just like nothing else. What else is good to do? It's just a half-eaten hot dog. We just show it from the hot dog's perspective. The hot dog was never finished. It's not been digested. Imagine being a hot dog with only one bite in it. What kind of existence is that? That's kind of like being a bunny rabbit with one ear.
You get tossed aside. Who cares?
You get tossed aside. He's drinking coffee in the back. He goes over to shake wrestlers' hands as you do, and they just breeze by him. They don't even look at him. He's like a pariah in that locker room. And then months from now, we see that the hot dog's gotten bigger, fatter, like decaying, but then it realizes it needs to get its act back together and get back in the ring.
Needs
to finish what it started. And so we see these training montages of this hot dog getting worked out. Even though this hot dog is now months old, it doesn't look like a hot dog anymore, but you see it getting stronger and stronger and bigger, and then it finds Megabyte Ronnie. And they have a big match, a big blow-off match, because he never finished him.
Red, I'm sorry. I think I got lost literally in the first sentence. Is this a hot dog with feelings?
Yeah.
And it can't talk, but it has emotions. How does it lift weights?
A lot of camera tricks. We're not at there. This hot dog doesn't have arms. It does not have a face. You're getting every emotion that you're getting from it is from, the music in the background, the sad music, like you see it next to a cup of coffee, you're like, and you hear this like low tone violin, you're just like, what a sad hot dog. And then you see the hot dog and an Easy Boy, half eaten hot dog and an Easy Boy with all this candy wrappers around it, watching the TV, watching Megabyte Ronnie rise to stardom, and you just see it like just like maybe rock back and forth. And then months from now, when it's the disgusting hot dog, we see these training montages where you see the hot dog, the half-eaten hot dog, like halfway, and you see this weight lift up. And we get the idea of it. That's how you build a wrestler.
I'm down for that because
that's how you make Being the Elite fun.
You gotta have more hot dogs in it.
We have to cut half of those Dark Order screaming.
No, segment. That's the best segment. You're going to make a lot of fans angry with that.
Brody Lee, I'm getting better with his screaming. I'm getting better with it. But what's his name, that short, bald guy?
John Silver.
John Silver needs to take a freaking hike. He needs to calm down.
The fans love him, Red.
Do they?
Yeah, yeah. It's like the best segment widely considered on BTE right now. People can't think about renaming it to Being the Dark Order.
All right, I'll give it another shot. I've seen like three Being the Elites, maybe I'll give it another one.
It wears on you. It gets to you. The more you see it, the more you're like, oh, that John Silver.
Yeah. The first two times is pretty frustrating.
What, the Dark Order segments? Or
John Silver talking.
Oh, yeah, but he's charming because he's so stupid. And he's a child, you know? He needs his help.
Well, Moet, any other things to cover about Megabyte Ronnie, Brian Cage, their beautiful match that they had in the Saga of the Hot Dog? Anything else you want to add to this?
I think this gimmick has a lot of potential. I think because, you know, we're just talking about hot dogs, but he can eat strawberry pies. He can eat, pizzas. He can eat Philly cheesesteaks. I can't remember everything that Veda Scott listed off.
He could eat, in one way, he could mix up. He could eat salads. He could eat beets.
He turns heel. He's like, I don't like hot dogs anymore. I just eat salad.
Imagine that. Like, Megabyte Ronnie goes heel and he goes on a diet.
Yeah.
He's a Mega Diet Ronnie.
Mega Diet? My name's Mega Diet Ronnie.
And then And then instead of the big teeth crunching down on his name, it's just like it's his name squoze together in a belt. Like it's trying to fit in pants.
Did you just say squoze?
Squoze. That's the past tense, Moet.
Squoze? Oh, squoze. Oh, is that true? Okay.
No, it's not. Oh. It seems like a fake word.
I like that word.
Well, thank you so much for watching our, our reimagining. Match reimagining?
I like reimagining. That's it's very fancy, you know? The reimagining of Megabyte Ronnie.
Reimagining Megabyte. Oh, that's kind of sweet.
Yeah.
And it doesn't sound as offensive. If we're, I'd imagine he wouldn't mind watching that.
Yeah, which we're not trying to be.
We're just
goofing.
We're not trying. We love you, Megabyte Ronnie. We think the world of you. Actually, we don't know that, because in all honesty, we do not know about your personal life or personal views.
And he could be a monster. Who knows?
Not going to lie. Not going to lie. But his Silas Young look doesn't speak well for what I'm assuming his political beliefs are. Just saying.
It's one of those, like, those guys that you meet at work. It's like, yeah, he's a cool guy. He likes to eat 82 hot dogs in 3 minutes. I think that's pretty cool. Then you find out, like, oh,
just see him having a t-shirt that says, guns don't kill people, I kill people.
<That's>, and he's like, you want to eat hot dogs after this? Like, I do, but that t-shirt, how do I deal with this? Yeah.
Boy. Well, hey, I don't even know if we should end this show with a regular bye-bye, right? Should we end this one with a regular bye-bye?
What do we do otherwise?
I don't know, because this is a weird, different, this is a brand new concept for a show.
It's true, we could do anything.
We could do anything. Hey, Moet, cut a promo on Albert Einstein. Go. Go.
Albert Einstein, you think you're so smart. You think you got you read your books. You like your college. Well, I didn't go to college, because college is for losers, ninnies. And I don't
thank need you so to- much for watching Loser Loves Wrestling. Follow us on all the Instagram things and all the Loser Loves Wrestling. And please like and subscribe. Please, God. We love you, Bacon. Bye-bye.